Last week I got it wrong in terms of I should have went with a four. I wanted to persist with a three at the back because I do like the system, but that's sometimes my stubbornness, you know. But we changed it after half an hour, and to be fair, when Jack got injured, I thought we did okay with it. We had a lot more energy and a lot more of a threat. So we've looked at that, but we could play any one of three or four different formations, and you have to get your tactics right, as I do as a manager, there's no question about that, but you have to get the performance. It doesn't matter what formation you're playing, you have to get the performance, and we're due a performance, especially at home.
Yeah, and looking back at the recent record on the FA Cup, you've got an excellent tradition of making it to the third round, and then it's been tough to move on from that. Do you feel it's really time for a good cup run, a chance possibly to play one of the big boys at some point, because that's kind of eluded you since you've been here as manager?
Yeah, the only time we got a big draw was I wasn't even here. We played Tottenham. So, no, I think you're right. We see plenty of other teams having good runs in the cup. And what it can do, it grabs everyone's imagination. It's great for your revenue. It's great for the players. I would really love a good cup run. It is one thing that I've probably not had, and it would be great to have one. You know, last year, if we'd got through the round, we'd had Sunderland away. That's a big game, you know. But let's get through the first one, hopefully. But there's no question that there's no reason why we can't go on a good cup run. There's no excuses in terms of them resting this one or that one. We've only got that in the league. We're out the other cup, so... No, I'll be playing what I think is my strongest team Saturday.
And with Michael Smith playing particularly well at right back or right wing back so far this season, is there a temptation to have a look at Joe Newell again at left back to give you the balance? I mean, he's shown he's strong down the left side, hasn't he, recently?
Yeah, with Joe, it's... Again, I have some sort of a picture in my mind for where I want to develop Joe, and I certainly think it's the central area in midfield. We tried him there Saturday. There wasn't much space there, to be honest. He was better when he had more space in front of him at left back. But sometimes if someone's doing really well in a certain position, I just feel Joe, with the confidence he's got, he'll play well wherever I play him. So, but yeah, I mean, he's clearly with Cozzy out. If I play with a four, he'd be the one I'd play left back.
And of course, you've got your skipper back as well, which is important.
Yeah, that's a big one. He's an important player, Jack. I think sometimes when you look at a team and players within a team, sometimes they go unnoticed. When they're not in the team, you notice them more. And I think we noticed that last week. I think we missed Jack last week.